AM 790 Talk and Business presents Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next water fire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
Well, and hello, 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 and welcome back to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island. You're listening to us here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And boy, to every veteran out there today, happy Veterans Day. Thank you for all that you do, all that you have done. Today is your day, but actually every other day out of the year should be your day as well. So from Water Fire and everybody here, I just want to say again, thank you. A special shout out to my husband and my dad, Vietnam veterans. They've been very big in my life, and my husband was a very big part of the Water Fire salute to veterans. That, where were you on Saturday? What were you doing on Saturday? I am Providence was absolutely abuzz with so many people that I know the traffic was crazy, and I know there was a couple of things happening. We had our comic book heroes from Comic-Con that were downtown, but we actually then had our real heroes. An unbelievable turnout for the third annual Water Fire Salute to Veterans. And if you missed it, boy, the weather was absolutely stunning. The turnout was just fabulous. Over 300 veterans up at the State House. And from the State House, we were able to have these wonderful celebrations. We had some swearing in of some new officers. We had wonderful veterans all in uniform, some in uniform, some not in uniform, from many different conflicts that were all going to be part of our torch procession. Thank you so much to Banneker Industries for sponsoring that torch procession. And then we had, of course, ESGR, who does a lot with working with getting veterans hired. And we had some very special guests speaking up at the State House. A very big thank you to Rear Admiral Howe, who is the president of the Naval War College, and Brigadier General Chris Callahan. He was up there too. We had a lot of our delegation up there, and Barnaby Evans, and a really important person as well, because this fire takes a real lot to happen. Not only does it take so much in the planning side of things, but it takes a lot when it comes to the funds that we need to raise in order to do it. Because again, if you weren't down there, you should check out the Water Fire website and see the videos that we're going to post, and check out the Facebook page, because it's like no other. Between the hanging of the flag, and a huge thank you to the Navy Band Northeast and the Army 88th Band for playing, and all of our torchbearers marching, and we did a beautiful canoe ceremony, and then this resource fair, an amazingly impactful resource fair. The VA was there in incredible stead, but the person that I want to mention, because they were our gold star sponsor this year, really came through for Water Fire, and I'll mention all of our sponsors later on, but I've got to tell you, Walmart and the Walmart Foundation, the more that I learn about them over the years, I am so impressed at their commitment to veterans in so many different ways here in Rhode Island, and also, I mean, just all over the nation, actually. And I've got a lot to talk about to my dear friend who, actually, we just left a Women Warriors luncheon where I know Walmart was sponsoring that as well. But my dear friend Chris Buchanan, who is the Director of Public Affairs in state and local government relations. But Chris, we met last year. I showed you the video of what we had done our first year with the Salute to Veterans.
Right.
And almost immediately, you hopped right on board.
Absolutely. You know, you guys do terrific, terrific work. And it was really just an absolute no-brainer for our company to, you know, step up in support, and very happy to do so. And you're so right. That event Saturday night was just incredible. And if folks didn't have a chance to participate Saturday night, please attend next year and show your support for veterans. It's such a nice, couple of last days here, because the event was obviously Saturday night, and now we're here on Veterans Day. So it's really an incredible event to be a part of, and I really encourage folks, again, who didn't get a chance to attend, to do so next year, and for companies themselves, too, to sponsor. You know, it's very worthwhile as a company to step up and support. We had Walmart associates who were torchbearers.
I know you did.
Processed down from the State House. And they just had a wonderful time.
Well, you know, the thing that I was just saying is I was on your website, and again, knowing you and seeing everything that you're doing and Walmart, when you were up speaking from the podium at the State House before all of the torchbearers headed down to the basin for the larger ceremony with the public, you know, you said something interesting. How many veterans are you looking to hire by 2020?
Right. I'm glad you mentioned that. The number is 250,000 veterans we plan on hiring by 2020. And I'll tell you what, our initial goal, initial initiative that we rolled out a few years ago, we said, well, you know, let's do 100,000. And right now, that number, we well surpassed it. Yeah. So now we're on to 250,000 now, and we're heading in the right direction as well. Again, we've hired well north of 100,000 veterans, and again, we'd like to do 250,000 by 2020. Very important initiative for our company.
That's an incredible goal. And can I ask, do you know where that comes from? I mean, because certain companies have different, you know, reasons for doing different things, and some are very focused on veterans, and again, you are very committed.
Sure. So. Well, you know, I think our company really gets the importance of veterans. They're a great fabric of the community, and great workers. It just works out really well for us as a company with our relationship with veterans. Again, you know, we have plenty of veterans who work with us here in Rhode Island, across the country, across the world for that matter. And the relationship with veterans has been terrific, and it's one that we want to grow and expand. And along with supporting groups and organizations like WaterFire, putting on terrific events. You mentioned the Women Warriors event today, which was terrific.
Yeah.
Walmart is a sponsor of that event as well. Nationwide, we've actually contributed well over $40 million to various veterans-related groups and organizations. So,
thank you for that. I hope everybody heard that. $40 million going back to our nation, to our veterans. That's a very large number, and you should be, I would think, very proud to be part of an organization that really is so focused on
absolutely
veterans.
You know, it's nice to work for a company that, you know, you see all the giving and you know, to various groups and organizations. So it's, you know, folks who, Walmart associates who work for the company, are proud to work for the company. Because they're active in the communities. You know, our customers realize that as well. You know, our associates who work for the company realize that. So our we continue to give and give and give, and we're happy to do so.
You know, I went on the website, so I was Googling, you know, the Walmart Foundation and the Walmart Plus Veterans, and I love, not only are you working with veterans themselves and hiring veterans, but I love your commitment to hiring spouses, and you've had some really beautiful facts out there that, you know, 85% of military spouses, they want to work, and you're working and really doing a great initiative reaching out to the spouses as well, because as we know, I think there's a lot when somebody's either deployed, there's money that needs to be made, there's a lot of sacrifices that are made by our veterans, and you know, I think the fact that you're reaching out and you're being flexible, because that's what it takes. It's flexibility in hours, right? So
Absolutely. Let's
say I'm a woman or a man and my spouse gets deployed and I've got children that I need to take care of. Who's going to look at my schedule and be good about that? And it seems you've got a whole program set up.
Absolutely. You know, and that's something we've learned along the way as the program has developed, as the initiative has developed, as we continue to hire veterans. That's something that's definitely developed along the way. And quite frankly, you know, we needed that flexibility in our program. And we have a flexible schedule anyway for our associates, you know, and this was extra special to provide veterans. You know, folks could very well easily be, you know, transferred to another state. So that flexibility, you know, allows us to keep those folks within the Walmart family.
Well, I was seeing it said 60% of our military will be transferred at one time or another. So you support when that happens, and you make sure that somebody's taken care of when they get to their new location if they have a job with you. So you're committed to them. They're family at that point.
Absolutely. They are family. You know, even today at today's luncheon, we had a table of Walmart associates at the Women Warriors luncheon, and a relative of the Holly Charette family works at Walmart here locally in Rhode Island. So it was very emotional luncheon, a lot of tears, you know, meaningful tears, tears of joy as well. So, you know, we definitely consider veterans to be a part of our family. It's great to be a part of the community, giving back to groups and organizations like WaterFire. And again, you know, we would like to continue it, and we'll see you next year as well.
Well, thank you so much. Well, you just made my day. But thank you so much, because when we come back, I still want to talk about other things that Walmart is doing in the community.
Right.
We'll talk more about what happened on Saturday, because I can't stop talking about it. It was that good. But again, another interesting fact, 40% of military spouses said that they fear telling somebody when they're going for a job interview that they're in the military. And you bust that stigma, right from the beginning, in the get-go. If somebody goes right to your website, they can see that, nope, you want to know.
Right.
Because that's something, again, that's important. So we are talking to Chris Buchanan from Walmart. We're talking about the water fire salute to veterans that just happened. It was our last full lighting of the season. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Chris a little bit more, and how do we help our veterans? You're listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business, and I'm Bronwyn Dannenfelser, your host of Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island. And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island, and listen to that music. Does that just not scream veterans to you, and our salute to veterans? And again, happy Veterans Day to everybody out there. Go hug a veteran. That's what I say, and I know a lot. So I'm going to be hugging a lot of people today. But anyway, we've been talking about the Water Fire Salute to Veterans, our third annual event that occurred on Saturday, and I'm still getting the most wonderful and incredible feedback about all of the different things that we did and that happened, from the Soldier's Cross ceremony, we recognized some of our Vietnam veterans with a big welcome home tent on the Washington Street Bridge, so there'd be a place for Vietnam veterans to go and sit, and it was heated and had refreshments and to meet with each other and chat. Again, I've said this often, I've been talking about veterans for the last month and interviewing veterans from all different conflicts, but that group specifically was one that was not, I don't believe, really welcomed home. And again, I put that in air quotes. So this event specifically has been very moving to them. And that's the feedback that I've received from that. We were able to award two wonderful people in Vietnam veterans up at the State House, Mr. Bob Kerr, who many of you know because he was writing for the Providence Journal for years and a lot on veterans issues, and just an amazing man. And then Captain Shirley Hill, who I heard speak today again at the Women Warriors Luncheon, and which again, Water Fire is awesome. The Women Warriors Luncheon is the thing you got to do a couple days after because it's just as great. So, you know, we'll be talking to somebody who was there with me a little bit later in the show. But I just want to do a quick shout out. We're going to be talking to Chris Buchanan again from Walmart because they really came through as not only our Gold Star sponsor, but also the sponsor of the Resource Fair, which, as we've talked about, a lot of veterans are not aware of some of the resources that are available. And I mean, I haven't even been aware of that, being the wife of a veteran. And there's so much that, you know, it's just a matter of getting that information out there. And so the Walmart Foundation stepped up, presenting sponsor of that. But I need to also, and Chris, I hope you don't mind if I do this, but I need to thank Bank of America, who came on as a Silver Star sponsor, our Bronze Star sponsors, Dominion Power and Energy and Chase Canopy, for our the Veterans Resource Fair. The Providence VA Medical Center came in right behind you and did a lot of work. Heather Olberg, if you're listening out there, your group rocked it. Absolutely did amazing work, and thank you so much. I know that you signed up a lot of people to learn more about benefits, and we had TACO and CVS Health and Chisholm and Kilpatrick. They all wanted to be part of the resource fair. And, of course, our friends at the Rhode Island Broadcasting Association. This is a long list of people because, as I said, it takes a lot. It takes a village, actually, everyone, to not only do Water Fire, but to put this event together. And, you know, again, thanks to Banner Banneker Industries. But back to Walmart and back to, you know, just everything that you're doing in the community. And Chris, how is the best way for people to find out information on what Walmart is doing with veterans?
Absolutely. You know, one of the best ways is to go online, visit our webpage. Information about our veterans hiring program is on the webpage, walmartstores.com. Pretty easy to remember and pretty easy to access as well. And the list of groups that you just went down, I mean, what an impressive list of folks there and companies. I mean, and you said, oh, do I mind? I'm like, I don't mind at all. I mean, you know, it's great to be a part of a community-wide event with veterans, obviously, other companies and groups and organizations. I mean, that's really what it's all about at the end of the day. And obviously, Walmart's proud to be the gold sponsor and $50,000 contribution. But yeah, I tell you what, even the small donations and contributions that people make that night and that day at these events,
Chris.
I mean, that, hey, you know, whatever folks can do, that's what it's all about at the end of the day to support our veterans.
Now, do you have anybody in your family?
I do, you know, and I heard you earlier give a shout out. And man, you know, I really have to give a shout out to my dad, who's a veteran as well, so I'd be in a little bit of trouble if I didn't do that.
You certainly would. So what's your dad's name?
My dad is Vincent.
And what branch
of
service?
He was a Vietnam vet.
Vietnam
right,
veteran.
Right.
Army?
Yes, yes.
All right. And was he a Ranger? Or
No, he was not a Ranger, no. But, you know, proud of his service, as, you know, proud of everyone's service. He was a veteran here today on Veterans Day, a very special day.
Yeah, well, you know what? We got to get him down to Water Fire next year and carry a torch.
Absolutely. I like that idea.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm going to stay on here about
that. I'm sure you will.
Well, and I know that there was a lot of events that were happening. Tell me more about Walmart in general and what you're doing in the community.
Yeah, sure. You know, we're doing a lot. You know, obviously our Veterans Hiring Initiative is a big important initiative for our company, but we also have many other initiatives. Hunger Relief is one, so giving back to various food banks. That's also very important to our company.
Is that something now that because we're coming into the holidays, that's something that's big that's coming up, or is it something that's year-long?
It's a great question. It's really year-long, but obviously food banks get pretty empty, unfortunately. A lot of them do around the holidays, so it's really, we like to keep it a year-long effort, and we do just that. That's a really big initiative that we have as a company, and one to really need to step up and continue to help them, not just around the holidays, but throughout the course of the year. U.S. manufacturing is another important initiative that we have as a company to try and keep jobs here in the States, to try and do business with manufacturing companies obviously based here in the United States, even here in Rhode Island for that matter. So that's an important initiative that we have as a company as well.
And how do you tackle that initiative?
It's a great question. You know, we're really trying to make the connection between states and companies that we do business with on the manufacturing side to see where we can find common ground to try and do our best. Is almost kind of like a broker in a sense, to try and bring it all together and to try and, you know, have manufacturing plants based here as opposed to overseas. We've had a couple of U.S. manufacturing summits that we've held over the last couple of years that have brought together governors in various states and economic development offices in various states, and it's gone very well. Not there yet, but we are moving in the right direction.
Hey, as long as it's in the pipeline, because I think, as we know, that's one of the largest initiatives that we see coming out of the state right now, especially with our new governor, Gina Raimondo. I mean,
absolutely. She's been very helpful.
Yeah, she's been great about, you know, let's keep things here in Rhode Island. And that's on a smaller level. Let's look at it on the global picture like you are.
Right.
Keep things in the United States.
Absolutely.
And that's fantastic.
Absolutely.
So you've got all that going on. We've got veterans.
We're involved in a lot. Our sustainability program is another one, obviously, with the environment. That touches really every facet of our company, whether it's our store design and construction, what we sell on our shelves.
So are you guys big on going green?
Absolutely. Yeah, and we have been. We have been for a while. You know, some folks call us the green monster in a way. So, we are a large company. But
I hope you do something with the Boston Red Sox then. Do you?
We do. We partner up with the Red Sox on various. We do a lot with the Red Sox. One program in particular called Home Base. Which, if folks aren't familiar with Home Base, they should really look them up. They did a terrific event a couple of nights ago in Boston, in connection with Mass General Hospital, and it's really a model. Another, this is a veterans-related program,
yeah.
Helping out folks with PTSD issues and whatnot. And it's a really, really good group to get behind. And I know a lot of other companies, aside from Walmart, are involved.
Yeah, but you're
them.
The green monster at the green monster. You know, you got to look
at
it that way. Well, listen, we're going to be, I'm running out of time in a second, but again, cannot thank you enough for everything that Walmart has done to help us to produce what was such an amazing event.
Well, and thank you for your work. Absolutely. You guys are doing a terrific job. And like I said, we'll be back next year at the same level as well. So I feel like Santa Claus here today.
You are Santa Claus. Well, thank you again. And for everybody out there listening, please go to the Walmart website. If there's a veteran in your family or just check out all the good things that they're doing, because somewhere you will fit in to what they're doing and how they're giving back to the community. And the resources that are on the veterans pages are unbelievable. They are connected to the services and different organizations. You have been listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island, and Chris Buchanan, once again, you rock. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Such a pleasure to have you here and to see you today. And when I come back, I'm going to be talking to an amazing, amazing woman who was in the Army. And, yeah, no, National, yeah, the Army National Guard.